I'm going to tell you a story. And I would like to write a book, but I don't know how. And I ain't smart enough to figure out how to do a book. It should be easy. Anyway, I'm just going to start telling you some stories. And they're all kind of going to have to do with the Cayley Family Cloning Corporation. Possibly the Elon Musk Family Cloning Super Corporation. He'll be the, I guess you'd say, the mother bank for the storage of all the people's DNA that want to get cloned again sometime in the future. You know, if Elon Musk could do this, you know, if you didn't have no money to get yourself born again, you could sign a contract that if somebody gets you born and raised you to the age of 20 and trains you in whatever society you're brought into, you'll give them 10 years of labor, you know, to pay for your mom and your upbringing and everything. So basically, Elon Musk's Family Super Cloning Corporation will store everybody's DNA that requests it for free. It won't cost nothing. A lot of people won't want to mess with it. And I don't know. To me, this is just a wish that I have. That you know, if you was born again, a baby, didn't know nothing just like you did the first time, and that's how it would be. You know, as you grow up, memories that you left for yourself, you know, you could start, well, learning about your previous self, your father, so to speak. Anyway, what you could do, you know, if you get cloned, you get cloned again, you get cloned again, what you could start doing is would be recording the baby, you know, like at 1 month, you know, 2 months, 3 months, like every month, do a short video of some sort, you know, and then as a baby gets more grown up, you start asking them questions. But I'd always ask all the clones the same question, you know. And as they grow up, show them the thing when it's at the same age that they're in and see if, you know, how they react. Ask them the same questions or whatever. Make it kind of standard. It would give the clones not a complete memory growing up, but it would give, and every month change in their lives as they're growing up. And they can watch it, and then they can talk about what's going on in their lives for the next clone generation. And if they've done that to all the clone generations, you know, maybe 1,000 lifetimes from now, you'd still have kind of a basic idea of yourself. And I guess you could take all the best episodes and then show them. Anyway, I don't know. That was kind of one story there. I just wanted to say. But you know, the dark energy and the dark energy universe. I know I said I was going to talk about the dark energy universe. And I know absolutely nothing scientifically other than what I've read or heard. So I know nothing about the dark energy. But what I gather from what I've heard is that dark energy is everywhere, or dark matter or something. And they said that it's much, much more of it than there is of the visible material we see around us. So I think kind of we're in two different dimensions. There's the dimension of the dark energy, which overlaps our dimension of physical things. The problem with this dark energy is it has very little strength on material things. Okay. And that's where I'm going to kind of start to tie God into this. You know, when you look at all the life on this planet, it's absolutely unique, all of it. And it's all got to work together for all of us to live. The bacteria, the everything. And everything is composed of one thing in common. Every living thing. What is it? It's her DNA. In the dark energy universe, they can't really manipulate anything physical in our universe. So, you know, when they talk about God, he snapped his fingers and created everything. That may well be. But apparently he also made more than one dimension. If there's a dark energy dimension that we can't really touch yet, we know it's there. Okay, so, and this is where I said it, this thing's about dark energy and God. And this is just a story, because I'm a dumb shit, don't know nothing, but this stuff is kind of oozing into my brain. And I kind of, sometimes I feel like it's God that's talking to me, although I know that's not true. Anyway, in this dark energy universe, there's a thread of dark energy running through every bit of DNA on this planet. And what God, the dark energy, call him what you will thing, call him God, is sending out an unmanageable impulse to try and make DNA. Now, I don't, a DNA, if you've seen it, it's a pattern of chemicals that are put together, well, to create life. And I think what God does is every bit of material on this planet, he zaps it with molecules or DNA. He uses his dark energy to bind together whatever chemicals it is that makes DNA. And he'll send everywhere, all around. These messages to create life. But it doesn't happen unless, you know, once one of the bits of DNA replicates itself and feeds and grows and does that over and over again, there will be design flaws in the DNA, and it's programmed, well, to find food. And it's programmed to replicate itself. And that's what the basic core thing in every DNA is. And that could have been put in there by this dark energy being, call him God or call him what you will. So I guess when people talk about there being a God, the God in my mind says this is what he is. And he says the only way he can kind of communicate with people is that little voice in the back of their head. And he might guide humanity, you know. He might have told Jesus, you know, what he wanted done. And Muhammad and Brigham Young, or Joseph Smith and Brigham Young. I think maybe he's seen that Joseph Smith wasn't going to go anywhere with his religion. Wanted it to grow, so he had Brigham Young take it over. Anyway, I don't know if the dark energy God thing or whatever it is can do something that minor, but anyway, it's behind all the life on this planet. Anyway, you know, if that's true, every planet that has a lot of chemicals and I guess water, as far as we know. There's a good possibility that they'll have life on them, some kind of life. You know, maybe Mars had life and Venus early on when they had water. But conditions got to be just right for that first spark of life, that first bit of self-replicating DNA that is successful to happen. You know, once that happens, it just keeps multiplying, and there's enough different design flaws in the original DNA that they adapt and they change. That's the reason replicating the regular way we do, that's what the world needed until now. Now we have got to the point where we can actually clone ourselves. Think about that. The pharaohs, I suppose all the great Alexander the Great, the Egyptian kings, the Chinese Mongols, they all wanted the same thing. They wanted to come back and do it again. And they tried their best to get their life set up that way. But they were unsuccessful. But we can replicate ourselves 100% through cloning. Now, Jesus, people tell me, or I've heard, he said we'd all be born again, body and soul. And that may well be. I know, though, if that's what Jesus really meant, we can bring ourselves back in body. Every one of us. Again and again. There was this mouse. Like I said, I don't know much about none of this stuff. But just things that I read and looked up, you know. But this one mouse went through 148 lifetimes at a university. And the way they done it was they had a test mouse and took a cell from it, put it inside of a mouse egg, put the mouse egg inside of a female mouse. She hatched it out. They probably did more than one. Normally when they clone animals, they have, you know, 5 or 6, maybe 10 at one time. Because if they all develop, you know, the mother can handle it. Anyway. This mouse, if this mouse would have lived regular mouse lifetimes, say 2 years, that would have been 148 lifetimes times two. So if that was true, that mouse could have been born 300 years ago. Be the same identical mouse now. You know, if during that time all it did was mouse things, well, it really wouldn't have amounted to much. At the end, you just got a mouse. But with us human clones, each one of us will basically, hopefully, add to the evolution of human beings. I'm sure we'll still have regular kids the old-fashioned way. But I think each and every one of us would like to have the option of getting born again. Getting born again as a baby. Getting born again as a baby that you set aside enough wealth to raise him, in my case I'm a male, and my mother. You know, of course, ladies, they're the key component in this. So ladies, you know, they too shall get cloned. And I was thinking about going on one of these old find a mate things that's worldwide and get on there, you know, and introduce myself, you know, tell them that 71 years old, you know, living in a nursing home, but I'm looking for a soulmate who would go through all time and space with me. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. I think it'd be pretty cool. You know, thing is, the first mother of us, it could be my true love if she wanted to do it, or my soulmate. As a matter of fact, it should be her. She should have me, and then 2 years later, she should have herself. And then she could raise us, you know, we'll be her kids. But she'll know exactly how she's going to turn out, and she's going to know pretty much how I'm going to turn out, too. So it would be a, I mean, she can have other, she'll probably have other kids, you know, too. But if she would do that, me and my sister, when we get become adults, if we want to continue the arrangement, you know, we could get together and do it again. And again, and again, and again. Now, I don't know. We might not like that type of arrangement. But that's kind of what I would offer in my proposal. I'm just kind of curious to see how many women around the world would be interested in getting hitched to me and doing that. Now, here's what I got to give them. I got my pension. About $2,000 a month is what my wife would get. And it's got an automatic 3% pay increase every year. So, I mean, she'd be ahead of the game, well, as long as the inflation don't go over 3. She'll be ahead of the game the rest of her life. And she can use that money to raise me and raise her. And, but I want to go to the moon. I want to go to Mars. You know, as a clone, it wouldn't matter what time I was born. I'd be a baby again. Get born on Mars, grow up with 1/4 the gravity they have here on Earth. That'd be pretty cool. If I got born on the moon, it'd be 1/6 the gravity. You know, I'm surprised they haven't had babies in space yet, just to see if they develop normally. To me, I can't imagine why they haven't done that with mice. You know, I'd send some mice up there, have them have mouse babies, and just see how they do. You know, Poppy is zipping around in her cage pretty fast. Oh, I don't know. And after all this years they've had up in space, I can't believe they ain't done that. And if the Chinese get a station up there, I'll bet they will do it. You know, Chinese, I think they're thinking the Communist Party is kind of a group mind. And I think that group mind is working pretty good for the Chinese people as a whole right now. And I think they know that this planet just ain't going to be big enough for all of us. We need to go into outer space. We could spread like a virus across the universe. I mean, because once time has no meaning, which it doesn't to DNA. You know, I'm going to get my whole carcass froze if I can. But if a chunk of me is clipped off and kept in storage, I don't know how long we'll keep in liquid nitrogen. Maybe forever. If so, a piece of me currently, I'm going to get my whole body froze, could end up in another galaxy. Man, now wouldn't that be cool? Get born in another galaxy. Of course, our spaceships are going to have to be able to, you'd never have to leave the spaceship, really. I'm sure they'll have everything you need, everything you want. And if they're all manned by clones, you'll always know who you're working with. You know, you get to be about 50 or 60, well, time to retire, you know, hatch out a clone, train him or her in whatever type jobs you do. And if she wants to continue doing them, good. If not, well, she can move on to something else, or he can. Anyway, I've thought about trying to write a book out of these stories, kind of like that. But I do have an ultimate objective. I really do want to get this cloning corporation started. If not by me, by somebody. All it's going to do is store tissue and manage assets until such a time as the client can be safely hatched out in a good environment. It's like, you know, I wouldn't mind getting born on Earth again, but I definitely want to be born on the moon and Mars and the asteroids. We're going to colonize, we're like a virus. You ever seen an orange? It gets that mold on it, and then you look, and boom, the whole thing turns blue because it's covered in all this blue mold. I think humans, our DNA and life might be like that for the universe. I mean, while it might take to get to the nearest star, Alpha Centauri, 3 light years away, if you're a clone, it don't matter. 10 lifetimes, 15 lifetimes, you know, in between time, the spaceships will be a big city in space. And I'm sure we're going to have everything that human beings want there. So, probably have bars, probably have everything. But you know, like, as a crewman on a spaceship, you know, I could do any kind of manual work. You know, and whatever they don't make machines for, you know, they'll probably have humans do. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of write a bit of the story about dark energy, God, and you, and me. I've heard people say that preachers and such say, you know, you can, God's within you, talk to God. Well, that's what I've been doing. But the God in my mind says he's a dark energy being, and he hasn't any physical abilities here on Earth except through DNA. The only thing he can manipulate is DNA. And you've got a speck of that dark energy called a nerve that's connected to God. I mean, the great being or whatever it is. But so does a bacteria. Every bit of DNA has got a bit. When it sends the code with your DNA, and I guess that's what God does. So that little tendril, I guess when it finds an egg that's ready in the right environment, I think, you know, piece of that dark energy, there's probably gazillions of patterns flashed onto that egg. And then, bam, when one matches, it stays. And that tendril of dark energy that makes that first cell, it's connected back to God. And God's got a general idea of how many human beings they are. And the DNA in the other living things adjusts itself. Like if humans are making too much CO2, organisms on Earth or DNA will adapt to living with high high CO2, or other ones will adapt and use the CO2 for something, to make something out of DNA. And that's like all those little shells that made calcium. I mean, each and every one of them little pieces had a soul in it that went back to be, I guess, recycled. But that was used to get rid of an awful lot, making that calcium. That was used to get rid of an awful lot of CO2 in the atmosphere. How is it done? Through the use of DNA. What's the only power God has? Working through DNA. So if humans do die out and not spread through space, and that's God's great plan, that's what he's been working on. God never gives me a straight answer. The God in my mind, when I ask him questions, a lot of times he'll chuckle and laugh. He says, well, you got free will. What do you think? Well, God's great plan. What is it? Well, you know, I went to God's door and asked him. You know, I said that, were you behind all the religions on Earth? And he said, yeah. He said, all religions are equal in God's eyes. I thought, oh, okay, that's cool, I guess. But I said, what's your big plan? And he told me to vote on it. Well, I thought about it. Well, my vote is God must have a great plan. Be it a dark energy God like the one that I see, or a Christian-type God, or a Muhammad-type God. I think in the end, we're all talking about the same thing. Anyway, what is God's great plan? You know, I don't know, when I was in my late 50s, early 60s, I really started thinking, what's God's great plan? What's God's great plan? And preacher says, we got a God inside of us. Everybody. He said everybody, but I believe this every living thing with DNA is hooked up to God through a tendril of dark energy. Something we can't see, feel, or detect. But there's more of it than real matter. Wow. That's hard to believe. The only thing that dark energy can affect a little is gravity and magnetism. And there's something special about magnetism. I think somehow it's tied into the dark energy universe. I don't know. That there's something kind of weird, because you can have two magnets, you can have one magnet opposing each other, and they'll stay apart forever. Where's the energy come from? My God, you're talking a massive amount of energy from somewhere. Magnetism. Anyway, something about dark energy and magnetism, they go together. Anyway, the Kaylee Family Cloning Corporation website. I got it set up, but I don't know how to use it or do anything with it. But if you want to look it up, the Kaylee Family Cloning website. I believe it is the first human cloning website in the world. Although at this point, it's just an idea. On Shark Tank, a guy called me up. His name was Kevin. And this is a year and a half ago. I submitted an outline of what I was talking about. And anyway, he laughed. And he listened politely to me. And he said, well, he said, how many people do you know want to get cloned? And I said, well, I guess it's just me. And he laughed. And he said, well, while I was telling him my idea, he did some checking. He said there's over 1 million people in America on a poll that said they would get cloned if they could. So he says, you've got a huge potential audience. And he wanted me to fly to California and present my idea to the TV producers. And basically, I was just going to get up there and say, my idea was to accumulate enough wealth in a family to get family members' tissue stored and cloned, born again. And I thought, you know, and I said I wanted to set it up as a penny stock, and I was willing to put, I could have put $100,000 into it, but I thought, well, I'll just tell them I'll put $25,000 into it and see if anybody, that'll make 250,000 shares of this penny stock. And their producers, if they like the idea, they'll add to it. And once they get it set up as a penny stock, people can buy it. Now, what I was going to do on that, I was going to, I put 100,000 into it. That'd be 1 million shares. And I thought, well, I'd get on TV and present the idea. We need to raise the money to hire the technicians and the equipment that we'll need to start cloning people. But I want to set it up for pets first for maybe a year. So all our cloning things will be for pets, and we'll do it as cheap as possible in as many cities as we can. And basically what we'll do is we'll use the females out of the pets that are that they're going to put to sleep. If somebody wants their pet cat or pet dog or pet anything cloned, if we have a female that's going to be put to sleep, they have to take the female, which we will do, and get their pet cloned, and they got to take the mother and the babies with them when they go. So we'd find homes for all those lost little critters out there. There are a lot of them, anyway. And they'd have happy homes. But the thing is, once people get a pet cloned, as time goes on, they see the new clone pets just like the original, they might think, well, maybe I should get myself cloned so I can have my pet with me for forever. People might think that way. Get cloned just so you can be with your pet. Which you could. That's a nice thing about cloning. Anyway, the Kaylee, that's what I was going to present that idea on that Shark Tank show. But I was just laying in bed and I didn't feel good. And I told them, well, I got to find somebody to fly out there with me, younger, that will pitch the idea. And he said, well, he said he understood. I said, well, my health is bad, and it still is. Anyway, I turned him down. I still got his number on my phone, and I've still sent him some texts and stuff asking if he'd reconsider it. I know now that I could probably find a young person who would go with me on that Shark Tank show and present the idea. Now, if you listen to what I said, if you want to go on that Shark Tank show and present that idea, I'm with you, man. I'll buy some of your stock. Enough to get me born and raised again anyway. So, I'm still trying to get her done. But I'm old and weak. If somebody younger is interested in being richer than Google, be master of the Ultimate Insurance Policy Corporation. Yeah, don't worry about it. When you die, we'll bring you back. Well, and that would be really good, like those kids that got killed in them schools. Most of them were fairly young kids. If they were set up to be cloned, if their parents wanted to, they could have their kids back again. Exactly, 100% the original. And if the kids are only 10 years old or so, it wouldn't be a real long wait. So, cloning, same thing with the military. Everybody in the military give a tissue sample, and if they go out and get themselves killed, just hatch out a new one of them. The government will pay to raise them, and they won't be in the service. You know, of course, they'll start out anew. Now they may want to join the service again, though. And that's like the Chinese over there in China. You know, their factories, they were saying, are having a problem with their workers getting older and getting new workers to take their place. As a company policy over there, being communist and such, they could have the companies offer to their employees, if they're young anyway, get their tissue stored, and the government will hatch out their clone. And if they'll work until they're, say, 40, and the clone, when a clone turns 20, he can take over their job if his dad wants to retire. If his dad don't want to retire, well, then that clone can do whatever he wants. He can, well, he can anyway. the clone can't be made to do anybody's job. But if he's raised by his dad, when he gets old enough and dad takes him to work and shows him what he does, you know, when he's old enough, I think the Chinese could have a really solid communist Chinese society. Anyway, I tell you what, from here on, I'm just listening to music. I kind of run out of the story for a bit. Well, anyway, I'm done talking for now, I think. I'm just going to listen to the radio here. And if I do get any clones made, well, they can kind of hear what kind of music I was listening to.
Yapmine tana, iba chupo.